Well, ladies, if someone should approach you this evening with a proposition remotely similar to this next one, run like hell. And especially if it's me. Come on, pretty baby, won't you take me by the hand? I thought maybe that I could be your man. And for a while, we could go and stand. Come on, going on an outlaw's honeymoon. Come on. I gotta keep moving, cause baby, I'm a traveling man. There ain't a lot of women out there that understand. But if you do, I'll be good to you. Come on, going on an outlaw's honeymoon. Come on. Up a country and honey, don't you wanna go? Got a little money, all you gotta do is let me know. I know a place we could disappear without a trace. Come on, going on an outlaw's honeymoon. Come on. We need some reinforcements, so would you please give Dan Gillis a hand? He'll prove himself indispensable in a minute. This next song, I stole this character outright from a book by Michael Schara called The Killer Angels, and which is one of the best novels ever written about the Civil War. And it's about the Battle of Gettysburg, and really more than that, it's about the people, the personalities involved in the Battle of Gettysburg. A lot of real people and a lot of composite characters that he put together. This character telling this story is one of those composite characters. In the book, he's called Buster Kilrane, and he was born in Ireland, and he's actually made up of about three people who really lived and really fought with the 20th Maine, which was the unit at the end of the line on top of Little Round Top, the second day at Gettysburg. And if it hadn't been for them, y'all all be talking like us. But a lot of the professional soldiers in that war were from Ireland. And there was, and that wasn't an accident. Whoa. Yeah, people see, try to tell people, y'all ain't got rednecks up here. There's a, for real. at any rate, a lot of the professional soldiers and the professional soldiers in any war, you know, the people the sergeants are the people that run wars, and they a lot of these guys, the Fenian Rebellion ended in the mid-1840s simply due to attrition, and it was really over with by the 1850s for good, and because it's hard to fight a war when you're starving to death. And a lot of people came over here in that period of time, and that's when the real mass mass immigration from Ireland started, and they showed up, and this was the marketable skill that they possessed. So this is called Dixieland.